Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Since it is impossible to fulfill all our desires or to stop unwanted things happening to us, we need to find a different way of relating to frustrated desires and unwanted occurrences. We need to learn patient acceptance. Okay, so instead of living in fear or being anxious about things going wrong and then becoming unhappy and angry when they do, we need to learn a new response, a response that's conducive to fulfilling our own and others' deepest wishes. Okay? Our present response destroys our inner peace and causes us to act in ways that also destroy the inner peace of others. So instead, Buddha says, we should learn a different way of relating to frustrated desires and unwanted occurrences. So what is that? We need to learn patient acceptance. While patiently accepting this tickle in my throat, I will still try to solve the outer problem so that I can finish speaking. So this is important. You know, we learned earlier about inner problems and outer problems. Okay? Our problem is part of our mind. It's not outside of ourselves. Our problem is a problem of delusion. Delusions destroy our inner peace, give rise to unpleasant feelings. The unpleasant feelings are unhappiness in our mind, which is caused by our delusions like anger. That's our real problem. It's an inner problem. Normally, when we have an outer problem, our car breaks down, our computer doesn't work, or even a problem with our body. Body problems, Buddha said, are outer problems. Hey. So even when we have a problem with our body, if we can keep a peaceful mind, for example, through practicing patience, instead of being in conflict with that difficulty, we accept it. Of course, if we can avoid it, by all means. But as we know, even when we try our best, inevitably, there are many difficulties or adversity, problems we cannot avoid. Okay? So, once something has gone wrong, once a difficulty has presented itself, we can either be in conflict with that, in which case our mind becomes unpeaceful, unhappy, and negative, often angry, or we can accept it, through which our mind will remain at peace. So even though there may be a difficulty, even a difficulty of our body, if our body's sick, or our car breaks down, or our computer's not working, if we practice patience and we accept that difficulty, then our mind will be at peace. So then instead of being in conflict with the difficulty, we're at peace with the difficulty. Then we have no problem, because a peaceful mind has no unpleasant feelings. We maintain our sense of well-being an inner peace even in the face of life's difficulties. That's what patience allows us to do. It gives us the inner strength to remain peaceful, calm, collected, in control of our emotions inside, regardless of what is happening outside. Wonderful. But normally we have no idea about this. So what is patience? Patience is a mind that is able to accept fully and happily whatever occurs. Practicing patience doesn't mean we don't try to prevent things from going wrong, or that once something has gone wrong, we don't try to fix that outer problem. Okay? Being patient doesn't mean that we don't try to prevent things from going wrong, or that when they do go wrong, we don't try to fix them. Okay? Patience, as we'll see, solves the inner problem. Outer problems require external methods. There's no contradiction between being patient and solving the outer problem. In fact, that's just wise. You know why? Because outer problems are endless. They're endless. But inner problems can completely cease if we learn to control our mind. There's no reason to become unhappy just because things go wrong. Why are we shocked when things go wrong anyway? Why is it like so disturbing? They've been going wrong our whole life. The problem is we've been responding to those adversities and difficulties with a negative, unpeaceful state of mind. That's the real problem. It's not the hardship that we encounter in daily life. It's our negative response to that hardship that is the real source of our unhappiness. That problem we can solve. Okay? Of course, if our car breaks down, the mechanic can help us. If our body's not working properly, there are many places we can go. We can eat different food. We can see a doctor, whatever. We can exercise. Many things we'd have to do to take care of this body. Okay? But we know sooner or later, there comes a point where the doctor says, I can't fix it. Right? Uh-oh, this is where it just got serious, huh? It's true. You know, when we're young, things go wrong with the body, go to the doctor, just get it fixed. Just get it fixed. Get it fixed. Until one day, they say, can't fix it. I'm like, what? But it's my body. Fix it. I can't fix it. What's our mind going to do? What's our mind going to do? You know, an uncontrolled mind is so painful. It's filled with fear, worry, anxiety. It's vulnerable to even slight changes in our routine. We can find very disturbing and stressful. In our modern society, we tend to think, here, matter of fact, I'll read it. So Gyatso says, patient acceptance is often thought to be a weak and passive response to problems we have neither the power nor the courage to solve. In reality, however, being patient is far from being passive. There is nothing strong or courageous in reacting to hardship or insults with anger. Anyone can do this, even a child. All we are doing is being defeated by our delusions. On the other hand, by standing up to our delusions and refusing to fall into our well-worn mental grooves of intolerance and non-acceptance, we are taking a very strong, active stance. Patience is an inner strength. Hey. Whenever we accept any difficult situation to save our own peace of mind or others' peace of mind, we are practicing patience. And those who can do that have a strong mind. First, we need to start with small difficulties. Get some experience, confidence, and come to trust that accepting whatever difficulty has arisen, accepting it creates in our mind an inner peace and clarity, where normally we would be unhappy and we're fine. We've found a space within our mind where we don't lose our sense of well-being. Like something's going wrong out there that normally we would find disturbing. But because we accept it, instead of being in conflict with it, going, no, this shouldn't have happened. But it did. No. But it did. No. Like our mind does that. It just won't, we have this non-acceptance of what is. And what's interesting is our non-acceptance of that difficulty doesn't make the difficulty go away. Do you know what it makes go away? Our inner peace and sense of well-being. That disappears completely. So it takes a lot, because it feels like if I accept it, it's gonna like get worse. It's only because I'm like fighting with my life all the time that I'm just like holding it back, like the dam's about to break, you know? I have to fight everything that goes wrong. And really all we need to do is, I'm gonna use the word fight our delusions. All that means is instead of responding with anger, we simply accept what is. And it takes away its power to disturb our mind. It's almost just like, it's like a difficulty just passes through our mind without resistance. And we're good.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.